This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Emily Masters and Robert Gavin report in the Albany Times-Union Laquan Madison woke May 14th to find his house on fire. He rousted the rest of his family of seven out of the house to discover a swastika and a racial epitaph scrawled on their burning home in the southern Rensselaer County town of Shodak. Quote, "It's not going to force me to move," Madison, 31, told reporters May 15th. Five volunteer firefighters put out the flames, and the police are investigating the fire as a hate crime. One home on the block was flying an American and a Confederate flag on May 15th. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that Columbia County District Attorney Paul Sajka joined other Republican DAs from Cayuga County and Allegheny County to file a petition May 15th against an Andrew Cuomo executive order allowing the state attorney general to take over cases where unarmed civilians are killed by police. The petition is to Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel E. Abelov's court challenge of the constitutionality of Cuomo's executive order. Currently, State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office is investigating Abelov's handling of the April 2016 fatal shooting by police of a DWI suspect by a Troy police sergeant. Schneiderman has seized Abelov's cell phone and some emails in his investigation of the police shooting. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Brian P.J. Cronin reports in the Highland Current that even after the state ended commercial fishing in the Hudson River, shad are still struggling. Riverkeepers John Lipscomb warns that the Hudson shad population had become dangerously low. Shad are important to the river, coming upstream to spawn each spring, eating plankton and being eaten by larger fish and bald eagles. John Waldman, author of Running Silver, Restoring Atlantic Rivers and Their Great Fish Migrations, said that, quote, "If we can solve the shad, we can solve everything else," end quote, that needs to be addressed in the Hudson ecosystem because, quote, "shad are large fish that want to go pretty far upriver. If you get shad far up the river, then the bass, the sturgeon, the alewives, the lampreys are also going to make it. If they're successful in making their way all the way up the river to their spawning grounds, then everything else should follow," end quote. Besides centuries of fishing, scientists say that invasive species such as largemouth bass eat the shad, invasive species such as zebra mussels eat the plankton that shad feed on, and power plants along the river may be killing off up to 20% of the spawning population sucked up by power plant cooling systems. Read the full story in the Highland Current. Dr. Malika Marshall reports at CBS 6 in Boston that University of Massachusetts researchers may be closing in on a treatment for Lyme disease. Quote, "We would intend to give this at the early part of Lyme disease season. The trick is to be able to make the antibody last long enough after a single injection that will cover the entire risk period of about 6 or 7 months," said Dr. Mark Klempner. The treatment is called Lyme PrEP and is not a vaccine, but contains the specific antibody that defends bodies against Lyme disease. Quote, "We think that this is a really safe approach. In mice, it is incredibly effective, 100% effective," said Dr. Klempner. Read the full story at the CBS 6 website. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.